This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy, friend. This is Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for spending the next few minutes of your life with me. So, you don't have to look far to find a list of the best books a writer should read. We did that three episodes ago, and this is a benefit, no doubt, for new writers. Unfortunately, though, for those of us who have been around for a number of years, we often own every book that tends to make these lists, and reread them, and reread them. Not only do we own them, but we've absorbed them into our bloodstream. It wouldn't be so bad if the list changed from year to year, but it doesn't. So while the usual best books writers should read lists are fine for the greenhorns in the field, what about the rest of us? What about those who want to go from undergraduate to graduate work, who want to inject a tangible and seductive element in the writing that growls, "You better take notice of me"? What are the best books they should read, and why? As you might guess, I have an answer. So what follows is a list of books on my shelf that are stained and dog-eared and loose in the binding and scrawled on from front to back. Some are proper writing books, most aren't. Some tell you how to write compelling content, most show you how to do it. They are unusual recommendations, to say the least, but I have my reasons for that, as you'll learn in a minute. Until then, enjoy the list. 1. King James Bible. The authors of this 1604 Bible edition made language their slave. They relish words like derision, rage, smitten, asunder, wrath, vex, begotten, uttermost, vessel. Make a study of the Old Testament and you'll develop a vocabulary that smacks your readers in the chops. 2. The First 5 Pages by Noah Lukeman. What you do in the first 5 pages of a novel matters. It just matters a lot. The same is true for your first 5 lines. Literary agent Lukeman discusses the craft of writing well-plotted fiction that makes your writing as sexy as a young lady in a saucy skirt. This matters for web people. 3. Emotional Structure by Peter Dunne. Emmy and Peabody Award-winning producer, writer, and teacher, Dunne delivers some of the best tips you'll find on how to inject emotion into any story. 4. Barbarians at the Gate by Brian Burrow and John Heller. This is business nonfiction at its best. It helps that the story, the $25 billion leveraged buyout of the RJR Nabisco Corporation, is loaded with flamboyant characters and edge-of-your-seat action. Study it to learn how to make your stories pop off the page and your readers cling to every word. 5. Letters to a Young Poet by Rainer Maria Rilke. Not into German poetry? Get over it. A good copywriter marries a hard-nosed attitude for results with the soft capital of poetic wisdom. He becomes the killer and poet. Besides, your business-saturated soul could use a dose of the wisdom of the artist. I'm indebted to my sister-in-law from Seattle for giving me this book. 6. 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Legend has it that one reader wrote out every word of this 448-page novel to make sure it was real. Who could blame her when the first line reads, "Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice. And it never lets up." 7. Gravity's Ark by David Darling. bone up on the history of science in this strikingly readable explanation for the complex phenomena at the cutting edge of contemporary physics. That is gravity. Read this book, my friend, and you'll walk away with some magnificent metaphors, trust me. 8. American Sphinx, the character of Thomas Jefferson by Joseph J. Ellis. This psychological portrait of the sage of Monticello demonstrates two things. People like stories, and people really like stories about people. Imitate the ebb and flow of people-centered tales to make what you write memorable. 9. Complete Odes and Epodes of Horace. Roman poet Horace is like the E.B. White of the Roman world. He has the same loathing for pompous verbosity. The ruthless cutting of crap, jargon, and extra words. In other words, he's hell-bent on mindless simplicity. 10. Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. In his third book, Malcolm does what Malcolm does best. Expose the mysterious pattern behind a particular phenomenon. This time he writes about genius and how culture, circumstance, timing, birth, and luck amount for success. This book will push your motivation button something fierce. Read it. Okay, I now need to come clean with you. Yes, I think you should read every book I listed above for the practical get your hands dirty lessons you'll learn, but I have another reason I want you to read them. Namely, to expand your mind. What do I mean by that? Well, the more you have in your brain, both from study and from direct experience, the more fresh, new, and killer ideas you'll come up with. Reading a book like Why Evolution is True might give you a completely new set of powerful metaphors to illuminate your current project. Scanning the Design Magazine wallpaper could give you an incredible angle for your blog relaunch. And who knows, you might even discover the perfect verb by watching the 2-hour and 38-minute movie Apocalypse Now. My point is not necessarily that you read the above particular books. My point is that you read, and you read widely. That you get out of your rut and read things way out of your subject zone. That you wade into some strange dimensions. That you get into dimensions that are totally alien to you. And when you do, your writing will go from paralyzed old coot to strapping stud. So bottom line, one of the most important keys in writing is the ability to blend totally divergent concepts into something radically new. And the more divergent data you have to work with, the better you're going to be at coming up with those great ideas that put people under your spell and keep them loyal to you. Remember what American theoretical physicist Richard P. Feynman said. Study hard what interests you the most in the most undisciplined, irreverent, and original manner possible. So, friend, what's on your bookshelf? And by the way, if you're getting value from this podcast, one of the best ways you can support the show is to drop me a rating or review on iTunes. I love hearing from you, and it really, really encourages me to work harder and make this show better. Until next time. Take care.